Thank you for listening to African Roots today. My name is Mariah. It's been delightful to be here and bring you 2 hours of music from Africa and the diaspora. Behind us, if it sounds just a little bit like a rough recording, it is. It's from Senegal in the 1970s. This is Diouf Diouf Dethiz Ario. That last set, we indulged in a very long track from Femi Kuti, Survival, followed by a release from last year, one of my favorite albums of the year, Carl Hector and the Malcones. The track was Kingdom of Dement. Then from my collection of world music featuring the theremin was Mop Mop. Mo Jo Mami was this song. I love the theremin. It shows up fairly often in music from Brazil, but not so often from Africa. Hope you'll stay tuned for BBC NewsHour coming up at 6 o'clock, at 7 o'clock Sound Lab, followed at 8 p.m. by the Grateful Dead Hour. If you want to revisit this program and others or listen live, go over to afterfm.org. Again, my name is Mariah. This is African Roots. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherlands, and online at kgnu.org. BBC News.
Hello and welcome to NewsHour from the BBC World Service. I'm James Menendez. And coming up, relief for thousands of Venezuelans on the hunt for basic foods and medicine as the border with Colombia is opened for the first time in a year.
Taxi drivers and some of the supermarkets are very happy because they have lots of people coming and buying rice, sugar, flour.
Also, we'll head to the Olympics as the only Russian track and field athlete in Rio is suddenly banned from competing. Celebrations as so-called Islamic State is driven out of one of its strongholds in northern Syria. Plus, the unexpected visitor from India that's drawing the crowds in neighbouring Bangladesh.
He's a very good elephant. He's not like one of those other wild elephants that go around damaging people's properties.
All of that and more coming up after the news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The World Anti-Doping Agency says the electronic account of the Russian athlete Yulia Stepanova has been hacked. Ms. Stepanova helped reveal Russia's massive state-sponsored doping program. Charu Shahani reports.
WADA said the password for Yulia Stepanova's account had been illegally obtained. This allowed someone other than Ms. Stepanova to access her account on its administration's website. The anti-doping agency said it immediately locked the account and notified the athlete. Yulia Stepanova was forced to flee the country with her husband after her stunning revelations of widespread state-sponsored drugs cheating by Russian athletes. She now lives in North America. WADA said it was made aware earlier this week that its website had been hacked and is now in touch with the relevant law enforcement authorities.
The governing body for World Athletics, the IAAF, has banned the only Russian track and field athlete at the Rio Olympics, the long jumper Daria Klishina. The IAAF said it had received new information which prompted the move. Ms. Klishina, who lives in the United States, said she would appeal. She asserted that she had proved many times that she was a clean athlete. Thousands of Venezuelans have begun crossing into Colombia to buy much-needed supplies after the border was reopened. Venezuela is facing a severe economic crisis with shortages of many basic goods. It had closed the frontier a year ago for what it said were security reasons. At one crossing point, Venezuelans who had queued up since before dawn were welcomed by a banner proclaiming the two countries as brotherly nations. Here's our correspondent in Colombia, Natalio Cosoy.
On this first day, it's been open for about 7 hours, and already the authorities are saying that some 30,000 people have crossed from Venezuela into Colombia, mainly through the five places on the 2,200-kilometer-long border that have been opened. They mainly come into Colombia to buy basic food, rice, flour, oil, and medicines. These are the sort of things that are really, really hard to find currently in Venezuela.
Police in northeast Switzerland say a 27-year-old Swiss man has set a train carriage alight before knifing passengers. One police spokesman said they were not ruling out a crime of passion as a possible motive for the attack. Naomi Grimley reports.
Police say that a 27-year-old Swiss citizen poured a flammable liquid into one of the train carriages, which then caught fire. He was also armed with at least one knife. Six passengers, including one six-year-old child, were stabbed. They're now in hospital being treated for knife wounds and burns, with some understood to be in a serious condition. The attacker is also in hospital. A large police operation is still underway at the scene this evening.
World News from the BBC. A court in France has upheld a ban by the southern city of Cannes, which has prohibited Muslim women from wearing the full-body Islamic swimsuit on the city's beaches. A lawyer for the Collective Against Islamophobia in France said they intend to launch an appeal. The ban on burkinis was implemented on Friday by the mayor of Cannes. A court in Afghanistan has handed a 7-year jail sentence to a middle-aged Muslim preacher who claimed to have married a 6-year-old girl. The court in Ghor province also sentenced the girl's father to 4 years after finding that he'd given his daughter to the mullah in exchange for a goat, rice, tea, cooking oil and sugar. Early results in the Zambian presidential election show the president, Edgar Lungu, is ahead. Zambia's election